seat.
Okay. And what would you, I don't really want a brand
sports car.
Race.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. And do you remember the old models that had outside seats in the back?
Rumble seats on those old Fords. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? And also, I think on the Chevrolets, like the 37 yeah. Chevrolets had, they call rumble seats or something like that.
Okay. Now, what would you call an automobile with
what would you call?
Tube-inch seats, huh? But to get into the back seat, you have to pull the front seat up to get into the back. They're always difficult to get into.
Yeah, you're talking about a two-door. Talking about a two-door sedan.
Okay. And one that you don't have to do that with is called a...
What, four-door would be a coupe.
And do you have any names for very large and pretentious cars? Slang?
I don't. I refer to them, you know, whatever they are. If it's a Cadillac, I call it a Cadillac. You know, like my MGB, I refer to it as an MGB. And, you know, most of the guys I play tennis with do have sports cars. They would call it a B.
Oh, what?
They call it a B, mm-hmm. You know, because it's an MG and then it's Series B. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the guys who haven't called it B. But I think the slang term for some of the larger cars are hogs or caddies or limousines, you know. Those are about the only ones I can think of right now.
Okay, and what is the automobile with two bench seats and has a gate at the back that can go down?
Hatchback. You're talking about station wagon. Yeah, station wagon.
Okay, now what kind of small trucks might bring small items to your house? For instance, a florist might send out one of these.
They use an enclosed van truck.
Okay. And what about small trucks that most farmers have for hauling small amounts of?
Ton and a half pickup.
And what might you take to the airport instead of a cab?
Take a bus.
Do they have special...
Oh, you're talking about a cab. Is that what you're
referring? Besides a cab, do they have special automobiles for this?
Pickup and carry service or limousine service. Yeah.
And what kinds of public transportation does Nashville have?
Well, they do have Nashville Transit or... Call it something else now, but that's what they used to call it. Buses.
Oh,
and where is the speedometer on your car?
Mine is actually to the left center of the steering wheel.
Okay, what would you call that? It's very, very accurate.
Oh, the dashboard.
Okay, and would you call the tire piece?
I think they call it the decor group. Decor grouping? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the little place over on the right side of the dash that you keep things in? That has a latch on?
Oh, yeah. I call it a utility compartment, but I think they refer to it as a glove compartment.
Okay. And if you had several maps, you might need to have them all rolled up, and you need something stretchy to keep them together. What would this thing be called?
Oh, what, a rubber band?
Okay.
I would use tape myself.
Oh, you would, okay. And if you had a few sheets of decoration or papers, what might you use to keep them together with a little metal thing?
Paper clip.
And where do you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk, in your trunk of the car. Depending on if you've got a Volkswagen and the trunk is in the front, so you may not refer to that as a trunk. You know, that may be something else.
That's true.
So it would depend on the automobile. Then again, on like a pickup truck, it's underneath the bottom, underneath the rear there. And on my car, it's in the side. I don't have a trunk in my car.
Okay. What do you push to make the car go? You push it. I think you push with your foot to make the car go.
Clutch. No. Accelerator?
Yeah.
You threw me off because I was thinking of an old car that had a starter, you know, that you pushed on the floor.